Check your political correctness at the door. It's time for the Kate Daly Show.
Isn't common sense supposed to be common? The struggle is real, my friends. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I was recently asked, what is the mission statement for your show? How do you describe the Kate Daly Show? It honestly took me a minute before I could even come up with an answer, because this show is not like any other conservative talk show out there. This show is so different, but it has to be. It's not about propping up one party and blaming the other on a daily basis. It's about getting to the truth, the uncomfortable truth. I'm on this journey to cut through the propaganda that we've been fed and to uncover the truth about our world and our government and what's been going on. We've been sold a box of rocks in this country for over 100 years, and everybody feels it out there. We need to question the narrative, question what we're being told. We need to understand our liberty and our Constitution. Is this show controversial? Yes. You will not leave this show every day without having learned something important or even valuable about how we view the world. We have to say what isn't being said out loud. And in order to do that, we have to check our fear and our political correctness at the door. We get to have over 400 guests a year that visit the show. I have 9 incredible co-hosts that come and join me on a daily basis with a different point of view every single day. We have to get our country back. We have to. We are running out of time. Let's do this. Well, amen to myself. That is absolutely the truth about why we do what we do. So I love that. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Of course, Susan joins me first now with our time change, and really appreciate her and all her research and everything she brings to the show. And we have a lot of headline grabbing stuff to talk about. I mean, you name it, right? We've got all kinds of things. Also, I just wanted to mention, because somebody was asking me about this yesterday, the bill banning chemtrails passes the Tennessee Senate. And that's really odd, considering that most people will, well, not most people, but there's a section of society that says it's a conspiracy theory. And then why do you have to have a bill to ban it? So just again, what... One more time for the crazy way in which people get depicted if you tell the truth. The bill banning chemtrails passes Tennessee Senate. Anyway, did you see that, Susan? I just thought that was interesting.
Yes. Well, and I thought, don't you have to have the science to show that they exist, that it's not just a ghost phenomenon?
I would imagine, in order to ban it? Yeah. Yeah, one would think, but then of course it's just a theory. I mean, it's amazing to me. It passed the state Senate 25-6, and similar legislation has been introduced in 6 other states: Kentucky, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Illinois, South Dakota, Connecticut. Where's all of our really conservative states? Why are we not banning this? Interesting. So I just thought I'd throw that out there.
The conservative states are just in denial. They just sometimes just think things can't be done until one state does it.
I guess so. Who knows? So you have an interesting piece, because we've been talking about this a lot lately on the show, is all about the CBDC coming in. And we will talk about RFK's VP pick, interesting pick. And I mean that sarcastically. And then, of course, Diddy is all over the news. And so there's some background there, some things people might want to clue in on. But let's start with the CBDC. It's coming in, digital currency.
This CBDC, Central Bank Digital Currency, which sounds so boring. People are like, aren't we already using digital currencies? No, we are not. We are using electronic transactions. When you pay your mortgage or pay a bill online, things, or you swipe your card, that's an electronic transaction. That is not central bank digital currency. The thing about central bank digital currency, and there's a new article at the Conservative Treehouse by the blogger who has worked there for more than a decade, who has been traveling overseas and clued into what is really happening. He worked as a manager for big box stores, was deeply involved with multinational transactions. And he said, wait a minute, I see what's happening here. And he said, this is why it's important for people to understand. It's not electronic transactions. It is a personalized digital dollar to you. And so let's say, and he gives this example, that if you were in a casino and you went and you paid money out of your digital account, you got chips that also had your personal ID associated with them, and nobody else could use them. And you could only use them and trade them with somebody else who was willing to take yours. But let's say somebody, their digital ID would not allow them to buy an item, say a motorcycle. They couldn't even trade you to use your digital ID. Maybe they could if you had permission to buy that motorcycle.
Right.
And so what I realized in reading all this was, if you worked for a company, say you worked for Smith & Wesson, and now you wanted to buy, just pay your housing mortgage or your house insurance, and they said, we don't accept ID, digital ID, ID currency from Smith & Wesson, anybody who's associated with that. Let's say you're four steps removed from Smith & Wesson, and you are just a merchant in town. You've accepted it. And now you try to pay somebody with it. And they say, no, it's got your imprint, but it's also got this other imprint, and we are not accepting it. All of a sudden, you have gridlocked our entire monetary system around what is allowed and approved.
And politically.
It's isn't it like a digital DNA?
Yes.
But it extends so far back that you become responsible for decisions people made two, three, four generations back in terms of who has used that.
Right.
You just, this kills the free market. Absolutely kills it.
Well, then it kills your freedom. It kills your freedom to believe in the things that you want and to do business with the people that you want to do. And I love how you're putting this, though, because a lot of people think that it is electronic transactions, too.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. And you know how more and more countries are working around the dollar. So they're trading with each other instead of trading in dollars. So that's happening all over the globe. And he went outside and traveled all over Europe and Ukraine and Poland, and he said, the Russian sanctions were not created to block the Russians. The Russian sanctions were created to wall in the West. So we would have to have this security and approval to be able to use these dollars. It's absolutely astonishing. And he uses the example. He says, how many Americans know that an iPhone 15 sold in the United States is completely different from an iPhone 15 sold outside the yellow zone, meaning like Australia, Canada, the United States? The internal hardware is different. Do Americans even know that? And do they know why? It's because it runs on different software that allows different types of transactions. So if you get one of these phones and you try to use it, say it's an iPhone you buy outside the country, you try to use it inside the country, the software won't update.
Wow.
Because outside the country, you can go on Telegram and use different currencies, software currencies, to trade on, say, Telegram, which is a social media account. You are not allowed to do that in the United States. Not allowed.
Jeez.
Your phone is configured completely differently to allow and not allow. Isn't that mind-blowing?
Yeah, yeah. Strange.
And it says... it says, a real-life example was recently missed by many people when the story of the Apple Watch Series 9 was found to have violated patent technologies and banned for sale in the United States. To get into legal compliance, Apple transmitted a remote software update disabling the function of the patented technology in the United States, but only in the United States. They are creating these digital camps, essentially, that are locking us in to certain behaviors.
And landmass, by landmass, is what you're saying. So it's locking us in by landmass. So they could do that, detected by really walling us into a landmass area, and then do that to all the phones in the United States.
Yeah, to their phones. Mm-hmm. And so it's the landmass and it's the countries. And so it's which countries want their citizens in compliance. So in the next 12 to 24 months, we will have this. And 90% of people will think, well, what's the big deal? It's just transactions as normal because I do them all the time. I swipe my card. This is completely different. This has your name on it, every dollar. Jeez. When you spend physical dollars or when you swipe your card, those little things don't have your name on it if they're skipping from business to business to business.
Right.
But now they will. And it's just, we can't even wrap our mind around how this is going to affect us.
I know.
Really.
I don't even think we can comprehend at all. I mean, they have so many measures in place. It reminds me of the new AirPods. This was in sportsbusinessjournal.com, and this was their tech report, and it was all about Apple's patent to add sensing electrodes to AirPods, and it received approval. So when you're popping those AirPods in, the biosignals, such as the EEG, measure of brain activity. Mm-hmm. The patent also indicated that the potential to collect the wearer's biometric data via EMG. These are your iPod, your AirPods. And also, they will detect eye measurement and also your heart activity, ECG, and heart rate. And this happened, this provisional patent was filed, and it happened last year. And a lot of people didn't realize that this was going through. I think we briefly mentioned it on the show, but it reminded me of that you go buy some AirPods and you think you're buying just to listen to music. We deal with money and we think, well, I can just use the money I have then. And if it's all digital, I'll just use my digital money and I'll pay my bills. No, it is far more reaching than that and far more invasive than that, like the AirPods
are. Far more invasive, absolutely. And the thing that's going to happen is all cryptocurrency in any other form will be banned in the Western zones only. And what that means is crypto is not a currency. It is a barter based on trust.
Right.
But it has to have the ability to transfer into currency value at some point, and they will forbid it. But the rest of the world will be able to continue on and have all this commerce in all these different forms. Our governments are putting these chains around us.
Right. And we
don't see
it.
So that they can control it.
And we don't see it. We don't realize it. And people, if you start to talk about it, they'll say that you are a whack job. Which is, and a far right, never far left, always far right. Always painted as the criminal for asking. Wow. Be right back. More with Susan Reed when I come back on The Kate Daly Show. Hey, everybody. Financial experts who thought we were in the clear are anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year. This is important info. And then the inflation data came out higher than expected, and this isn't going to go away. It can't go away, actually. The U.S. is $34 trillion in the hole, and yet we keep printing money, which is going to push the price up. You pay every day even higher, so it's only going to get higher. And so you can either bury your head in the sand or do something about it. And I'm telling you, Birch Gold Group is incredible. I would not tell you about them if I didn't love these guys and trust these guys. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group. And gold is your hedge against inflation. And Birch Gold makes it easy to own, right? It doesn't cost you anything to do this, and you're shoring yourself up for what comes. So they'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and you don't have to pay a penny out of pocket for it. Text Kate, my name, to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. I'm telling you, this is such a great option. At least get the information. 989898 and put in the
This is The Kate Daly Show.
How are you today? Welcome back. You're listening to The Kate Daly Show. Couldn't be happier about that. Go to katedalyradio.com. You can grab the podcasts. And yes, my voice sounds weird. Sorry. I don't know why. And also, I just wanted to mention on the heels of talking about the currency coming in, we don't realize how invasive it is. We don't realize how they're going to do it. And I have a feeling, and from what Whitney Webb is saying and from what many are saying, actually, that talked some truth, are saying that they're going to be manipulating the market in such a way that I wouldn't trust Bitcoin. And also I think it'll have to be more of a disaster. And I think that it'll be the answer to something very, very big. And I don't want to see you wiped out. I don't want to see things get lost in the shuffle. And we've seen this in the past in history. So please text Birch Gold 989898. Text that phone number. That's the phone number. I know it's only 6 digits. It repeats 989898. And then text my name, Kate. And what they're going to do is just give you some free information. And this information is amazing. And also how to protect yourself with all of this incoming. And you'll feel so much better. I get emails from people that say, I felt peace. Okay. I love when people feel peace, when they can feel peace about our situation right now. And I don't think we realize how awful our situation is yet. In this case, because like Susan said, they're building the walls, they're building the chains, they're building the train tracks. We don't want to see it. And I know it's easier to just live your life and not see these things, but we have to right now. We've got to take responsibility for this and we've got to help ourselves. So text my name, Kate, to 989898. Also get your gold and silver from them. I know Donald Trump Jr. just joined up with Birch Gold, and so Ron Paul loves Birch Gold. So they have a really, really good reputation. Okay, Susan, there was an officer. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, I wanted to say, we were talking about, you know, people want to feel better. I was driving through the drive-thru at In-N-Out, and I saw on their window, it said, Happy Resurrection Day. Our stores will be closed on Easter Sunday.
I
was so touched.
I just thought,
in the face of so many bad things happening, and I was reminded of it when I saw that this young police officer in New York City was gunned down by a career criminal.
Mm-hmm.
Criminal was only 34. He'd had 21 prior arrests. And he shot this young father and Bethany Frankel, who people remember from the Housewives series. She posted a video and said she was punched in the face on the streets of New York. She said, I've never had this happen. Just some random person came up and punched her. And I thought, it seems like society, especially in the cities, is just disintegrating.
Right.
And a poll came out that said 70% of African Americans fear that they'll be assaulted by a white person. The crime statistics don't even begin to say that that's a reality. And I thought somehow there has a fear and a criminality that has descended. And so in Easter week, it's so hopeful to think that we have, you know, a solution of peace.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that In-N-Out is doing that, by the way. And there are people, there are stores, there are entities that care and that are outspoken and say the truth. And I love that. And Easter it's a special time, and we don't, far more than special. It's the greatest gift we ever received. And I love it when stores are bold enough in this day and time with everybody against them, right? To pop up those messages. I think that's really powerful. And I think living in New York, you know, a lot of people are talking about get out of New York, no matter what comes, what disaster comes, get out, because it's getting more and more violent. We're going to see this with a lot of major cities, just more and more violent, right?
Oh, it's just the social withdrawal that's happening and the animosity that's being stirred up. A new movie's coming out called Civil War, how supposedly MAGA types are going to start this civil war. So you can see how they're just priming the population to think that this is real.
And always far right and never extremists on the left. I don't think the media has mentioned one time that these extremists, these dangerous people on the left, and not only will they not call out the bought and paid for Black Lives Matters or the groups that are completely paid off to do what they do, they don't mention that either, but also the fact that it's always on the right. It's always the right crazy. It's always the right that has the problems, the right with the extremism. And what extremism is really is a lot of truth. People just understand more truth. So. Kind of crazy. Yeah. We'll be right back. More with Susan. We need to talk about RFK. So much. I know Diddy's in the headlines. We'll talk about that too. Be right back. Name Kate. Hey, everybody, I want you to know what's going on that's new over at ActivateFIQ.com. ActivateFIQ.com. This is the supplement company where the things that they produce actually absorb into your body. And I love that. And that's why I talk about this company. Don't buy over-the-counter junk. ActivateFIQ.com and put in the code Kate. They have a new magnesium IQ. They've also got a copper IQ cream. This is now available. I'm really excited about this, and I can't wait to get mine, actually. So I wanted to tell you about this because this restores nerve connections, heals wounds, enhances collagen, all kinds of things. It's an awesome product, Copper IQ Cream. They also have a new histamine, which is all natural, a gut IQ that's rich in minerals, nutrients that kickstart your immune system. Gut, you know, we always talk about gut health on the show too. When we have certain scientists or certain doctors on, this is incredible. Anti-inflammatory turmeric, this gut IQ has in it. It's amazing. And they also have a new bone broth. A bone broth product that you can take. Instead of drinking bone broth, they actually have a new supplement. There are so many neat things going on. I've had Morley Robbins on the show many times, and everyone loves him when he comes on. Cure Your Fatigue is what he wrote, and he is behind ActivateFIQ.com, and I'm telling you, their newest products, the sleep one is amazing too. Get your sleep and don't get zonked out the next day, right? But you're going to get some savings when you put in the code Kate. Go to ActivateFIQ.com and take some supplements that are actually going to work in your body and absorb, that are worth the money, right? It's worth the money. And their prices are actually amazing. So there you go. ActivateFIQ.com.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. All right. KateDalyRadio.com. You can get the phone number to call in live if you are listening to us live. And of course, MyPillow.com. Get over to MyPillow.com. What wonderful deals and steals they have right now for you to take advantage of. They really do. I mean, Mike has been just amazing in putting forth some deals. Just put in the code Kate and it helps the show. And as well, but you're going to get some tremendous products. And then also ActivateFIQ.com. And ActivateFIQ.com has just been amazing. They have all kinds of new supplements that they're putting out there. And the sleep one or the glucose control, all kinds of different ones that are fantastic. So they absorb in your body. That's the big deal. That's why they're different. And so your body's going to get the benefit of that. Put in the code Kate. The banner to click on is just right on the bottom of katedalyradio.com. When you go to share the podcast, you'll see it. I've got Susan Reeve on, and so grateful for her. She comes on every Wednesday at this time. And a couple of things. Coming up in the next hour is Melissa talking about the eclipse. And man, oh man, we're going to go a lot of places talking about the eclipse. A lot of woo-woo in the next hour. It's going to be a little crazy. And because there's so many angles going on there. And then also, I was going to ask you, you know, I love that they brought up Easter, In-N-Out Burger on the West Coast. It brought up and wished everybody a resurrection, happy resurrection day. And you actually have a tradition, right? In your family, in your a Polish tradition, yes?
We're Polish immigrants, and we lived in Chicago, and every Easter, my grandmother made a traditional, what's called a lamb cake, and it's a cake in the shape of a lamb, but it stands upright, and so like a little lamb with its legs curled under it, and, you know, covered in coconut and white buttercream frosting, and surrounded by little fake grass and jelly beans, and that was our centerpiece every Easter. My entire childhood, my entire adulthood, because I continued the tradition with my own children. And you can go on eBay and find these cast iron molds, cake molds, wow, that are the traditional ones, or you can buy the more modern, cheaper ones. But anyway, it just is such a nice, wonderful focus. And different than the Easter Bunny, but it has more significance to us as Christians.
Yeah, more religious significance. I like that. We've Easter Bunnied out the significance of Easter, and it really makes me upset that we've done what we've done with it. It no longer resembles Easter at all. And it's Christmas is not far behind, obviously, too. Okay, so Let's talk RFK.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I have seen the MAGA and the conservatives go into this euphoria because RFK, who they were concerned about drawing voters away from Donald Trump, had to pick a VP in order to be on the ballot in Nevada. And he picked one of the most leftists people. Her name is Nicole Shanahan, and she is a donor to George Gascon, the pro-crime Soros-backed prosecutor who helped wreck San Francisco and is currently wrecking Los Angeles. And she also spent big on Measure J, a Los Angeles measure to reroute spending from law enforcement and prisons to social services and mental health treatment. In other words, defund the police. And she is, they think RFK picked him, her to shore up his progressive side. He wanted more of the progressive, the wacky progressives to really flock to him. And you think, well, nobody's on the right is going to, you know, vote for somebody with those kind of credentials, right? But it's interesting because her background, she was, people don't know this, but she was, is the ex-wife of Google co-founder Sergey Brin.
Yeah, it's a club and we ain't in it. Oh, it just...
And in their divorce records, it was revealed that Google co-founder Sergey Brin accused her of having an affair with Elon Musk. Now, you would think the head of information, Google, knows everything, sees everything, would know if that was true. So, likely, had an affair with Elon Musk. And she is essentially an avowed Marxist who donates to multiple radical Democrats. So then they say, well, why? Why would they do this? And there is there's a hypothesis that what this move is for is to force a contingency election. And a contingency election is what happens if no candidate gets a majority in the Electoral College. So just enough for Donald Trump not to make it over, but also Biden not to make it over. And then it goes to the Congress. So if somebody doesn't get the majority or at least 270 electoral votes, then the fallback process created by the 12th Amendment, where the House of Representatives selects a president and Senate elects a vice president. But here's something very odd. Rather than voting individually, House members vote as state delegation. Each state delegation gets a single, one vote for each state. And the candidate becomes president with the support of a majority, 26 of state delegations. If no candidate wins 26 state delegations, then the vice president-elect becomes acting president. And if the Senate fails to select a vice president, then under the 20th Amendment, and Presidential Succession Act of 1947, the next eligible person in the presidential line becomes acting president. And did you notice we are at a one-person majority in the House of Representatives right now? Because there was a Wisconsin Republican who waited until the deadline passed for a new election if he retired early. Waited and then is retiring so that his seat can't be filled. And now Republicans are down to one. So there is supposition that what is going to happen is that somehow these Republican rhinos are getting paid off and that another one will defect and it will flip the House to Democrat control.
Then
if they put this into play and it works, we could get a Democrat president who is the head of the House of Representatives. I mean, stranger things have happened, right?
Yes. I mean, I don't know the difference anymore. We have the win right now. We're not doing a thing with it. So, and when they get in, it seems the leftists, the hardcore extreme leftists, we'll call them extremists from now on, because that's what they are, extreme communists, globalists. They move the ball forward so well. I mean, no one stands in their way, not even our side, right? Not even the right. So, I don't know. I don't know if we have sides anymore, and I don't know that it matters anymore. I don't know.
No, and seems after this budget forward. Was passed, that just gets us past the year end, the fiscal year end, which I think is October, it was $1.5 trillion, and that's just for a portion of the year. Marjorie Taylor Greene put up a proposition to retract Mike Johnson as Speaker of the House. That's a promises he made. He failed majestically on. And then we got this new red log gun confiscation at the federal level agency.
Yep, red
flag. Brand new.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is Republicans. What is happening? Even though they said, well, we didn't approve that, where's the funding coming from?
You know, I live in a really conservative state, and I will tell you that many of our so-called conservatives here are completely for red flag. I have a state senator that loves red flag. And what's bizarre about it is that people don't notice. They don't notice this. And I don't know what to do, because it's so obvious who they truly are at the heart of who they are, to want and desire that, right? And to completely implode the Second Amendment with no due process. That's what red flag laws are. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. All right, got Susan Reeve. Melissa's coming up in the next hour. And also, you know, with the whole JFK pick, which is very telling and very public, the first thought of mine when I saw this was the fact that now I'm going to comb through, you know, you got to comb through people, and you've got to kind of figure out where some of the disinformation might be, because he was a rock star in 2020, 2021, 2022, telling everybody about the vaccines, which is right on the money, right? And the information true. But then I want to look for pockets of disinformation. It might not be there, but my first thought was, if he's this easily and publicly bought off and sold, you know, as far as that goes, bought and paid for, now, I mean, you really have to go back. It's kind of like really looking at Dr. Robert Malone and realizing who he really is. And I just feel like, okay, time to go back, because I remember feeling that way sometimes about him, but now I want to go back and really dissect the information that he put out. Do you feel that way too, Susan? I'm just curious.
I do. It was always hard to tell what his motivation was, because if he was sincere, you could look at the information and the science that way, and he was standing up against the entire pharmaceutical industry. Okay, right. That was impressive.
Right.
But to completely sell out going with somebody who's a defund the police person?
For the money?
How can a rational person do that?
For the money, and for what, like you said, you listed some reasons I thought were really good. And then also just the fact that he's a total climate believer as far as human caused. Oh. And I don't know how he's lived a long life. I'm not quite sure how he can remedy that in his mind as going to continue to happen to us. But, you know, it makes me, you know, that part's always made me feel a little uneasy about RFK Jr. But let's talk Diddy. Diddy's all over the headlines. And, you know, I hate going to the headlines, but you might have some info on this. It's compelling. So.
Well, the reason I wanted to talk about him, as I don't listen to this type of music, he's always been kind of in the background, but I was surprised that NPR put together, I thought it's not a hit piece, it's a timeline of his crimes that goes back 30 years. And the article talks about the fact that he is a billionaire based on all his media things that he's put together, one of them Uptown Records, Revolt TV, And he's made all this money. So basically, he's in the billionaire boys club, right?
Right.
So if you go back to the 90s, there are allegations of sexual assault. And 19-year-olds, people he signed to contracts who came forward and complained that he had sexually assaulted them. In 1999, he was arrested and charged with two felonies, two assault felonies. And that was in the beating of a record executive, Steve Stout, who says Combs and his two bodyguards beat him with their fists. Now, you have to be on some kind of, you have to be on some kind of spectrum of psychopath, sociopath, criminal to be doing this to other people in your industry and executives, almost ran it like a mafia operation, right?
Right.
It says, in 1999, along came girlfriend Jennifer Lopez. I forgot she was a part of this. And they were all arrested in relation to a shooting at a club in New York. And he was charged for weapons violations, but ultimately he was acquitted.
She's got a mugshot.
So then he starts like Bad Boy Records. Who comes up with that? And then there's an alleged gang rape of a 17-year-old victim. We're only up to 2003. So by the time this is coming forward, 2006, he signs a woman by the name of Cassie Ventura to a 10-album deal. And she reports what an abusive ongoing relationship it is. But he keeps getting more endorsements. So he, remember, he signs up with a vodka, Ciroc vodka.
Right, right.
So the fact that things are going to court, the fact that there's buzz, the fact that people know this stuff in that community, but that the sponsors keep signing him,
I know,
means there was an you know, explicit endorsement that this is okay because he's our guy.
He's our guy.
You know, he can, he can sell a lot of booze. He can sell a lot of records.
You you were also going to talk about, because we only have about 3 minutes left, about a health podcast guy, too, in relation
to this, so this
story.
Yeah, this is another, you could call this, contrast this with Diddy. This is called Andrew Huberman's Mechanisms of Control, the Private and Public Seductions of the World's Biggest Pop Neuroscientist. He's got the number one health podcast. He came out during the pandemic and said, hey, get vitamin D. Hey, go outside. Do this for your brain. And he became number one, right? Well, it goes into the, almost a Christine Blasey Ford, who was the Supreme Court Justice's accuser. That came out with this whiny, he laid on me. Her accusations, it is, I printed it out, 24 pages of a hit piece on this guy. And it's like, he wouldn't walk on the, he wouldn't go hiking with me. He wanted his dog's blanket arranged a certain way. It says, I did experience his rage. Her friends, it says she was shrinking as a person. But, you know, there's no evidence of any crimes. There's no evidence of any violence. And yet they do a 24-page. They're not protecting this guy, in other words.
Right.
In other words, he just came on the scene. They are going after him. And you have to ask yourself why.
Okay. Interesting.
What are they so afraid of? They, the media.
I also, just on the heels of yesterday, just wanted to mention this from Laura Logan. Hat tip, Kristen, thank you. Multiple intel sources, the Baltimore Bridge collapse, the Francis Scott Key collapse, absolutely brilliant strategic attack on U.S. critical infrastructure, most likely cyber and our intelligence agencies, in information warfare terms. They just divided the U.S. along the Mason-Dixon line, exactly like the Civil War. Very, very fascinating. And also second busiest strategic roadway in the nation for hazardous material, now down for four to five years, which is how long they will say it'll take to recover the bridge.
And 40 miles from D.C.
And that
And she's a war correspondent for Laura. Like 15 years. She has a lot of connections in the intel community.
She's been on the show. She's been awesome. I've loved her on my show. This has been, you know, it's great. And she, so on the heels of that also, that it was a supply chain attack, because it's the second busiest, that supply chains you know, sort of the black swan for that. So kind of the precursor event, the nod, the supply chains will be down while something goes down. That's why I'm talking about digital currency so much coming in and all of their little hills to die on is because, and you too, is because, you talking about it too, is because we don't realize how many little precursor moments. People are just on the alert now and they're figuring out how many precursor moments we have to some big moments coming. But definitely could have been of one, and it looked like it was an attack. It looked more like that than anything. So that's what people are talking about today. Susan Reeve, thank you. On to Melissa. We'll talk about the eclipse. Don't go anywhere. Kate Daly Show. Be right back.